From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government is out with several new reports on the economy this morning. The Labor Department says the productivity of American workers has registered its strongest gain in 8 years, rising just over 3.5% last year. But many economists expect the 2-year surge in productivity to level off as companies find it harder to squeeze more output from workforces that have been depleted. Robert Dye, senior economist with PNC Financial Services, says he's looking for a pickup in hiring this year.
I think we're going to start to see labor market conditions improving. We get up above maybe 175,000 jobs per month on a consistent basis, and we start to see the unemployment rate tick down consistently. And I think that's going to be a very good sign for the economy.
The number of Americans filing initial claims for unemployment benefits has dropped sharply, down 9% last week. In other reports out today, the Commerce Department says orders to factories were up 0.2% in December. A rebound in manufacturing is helping fuel the economic recovery. And the Institute for Supply Management says the service sector of the U.S. economy grew in January at the fastest pace in 5 years. Egypt's prime minister is apologizing for the fighting between pro- and anti-government demonstrators in Cairo's central square. The government says 5 people have been killed and more than 800 injured in the violence there. Egyptian army forces kept the two sides apart for a time, but have now reportedly eased back as clashes have resumed. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro ran into some trouble in a Cairo neighborhood this morning.
When you drive through the city, it's incredibly eerie. You have this battle zone in Tahrir Square, but then you go out, you know, into the neighborhoods, and it's extremely quiet. Nobody's out on the streets. There's not a lot of traffic. People are really staying close to home, and there's a great deal of suspicion. They don't want people that they don't know in their neighborhoods. When we went to try and ask a few simple questions about how they're getting food, how they're coping, we were essentially mobbed, beaten, and accused of being spies.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Sound of the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington today. Among those at the gathering was President Obama. NPR's Scott Horsley says he talked about the unrest in Egypt.
President Obama says he's praying that a better day will dawn over Egypt following bloody street battles between supporters and opponents of outgoing President Hosni Mubarak.
We pray that the violence in Egypt will end and that the rights and aspirations of the Egyptian people will be realized.
The White House has been hinting Mubarak should step aside before the September elections, when he said he won't run for re-election. At the breakfast, Mr. Obama also said he's praying for Americans still struggling with the slow economy and for the recovery of wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
This is NPR. The cleanup is underway from the powerful winter storm that dumped up to 2 feet of snow on areas from the Rockies to New England. Snow blowers are being used to clear sidewalks in Milwaukee. In Watertown, Massachusetts, Melissa Kerr is grumbling about all the snow and ice there.
I hate winter. I hate snow. The train's slow. People drive slow. Nobody knows how to drive. School's closed, which means my son is home. It's just no fun, and it's never ending.
The ordeal for some motorists in South Dakota has not ended. Dozens of cars are stranded on a stretch of snow and ice-covered interstate highway there, about 100 miles south of Fargo. Emergency crews are working to rescue them. Election officials in Haiti say they have decided to allow a popular musician in the country to be included in the presidential runoff election there. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports this reverses controversial results released in December.
The final results of Haiti's troubled presidential election arrived a day late. Without explanation, a spokesman for the Haitian Electoral Council declared that Michel Martelly, also known as Sweet Mickey, will run against the former First Lady, Merlan Maniga. Preliminary results had the ruling party's candidate, Jude Celestin, in the runoff instead of Martelly. The release of those results sparked riots that shut down Port-au-Prince for 3 days. In December, Martelly, Maniga, and 10 other presidential candidates denounced the polls as riddled with fraud and called for the elections to be canceled. Martelly and Maniga both eventually backed away from their calls to redo the balloting. Today's announcement paves the way for a runoff to be held on March 20th. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 22 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.